Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Melanie Finlayson from Tow River Arts.
So, Melanie, I know that with COVID-19 and everything going on, you guys are continuing to do what you can, some from home, some from the actual galleries. But you're starting to put together some really fun activities, really fun things coming up. I guess a workshop would probably be a better term for it. So tell me a little bit about what Big Ink is all about.
Big Ink is a workshop that we've put together in high school and recent graduate students and adult artists. The Big Ink is a giant press that is travel worthy, and they're from New Hampshire. They travel around the country working with museums and schools, helping print large format wood blocks. And so we applied to have them come here and work with our artists and our young emerging artists, our students, high school students, to help create a mentorship opportunity for our young folks in the area. And so we were given a really generous gift to be able to provide the service for free for students and recent graduates and at a low cost to artists, because normally these workshops are around $300 each. And they can carve wood blocks that are up to 4 by 8 feet, and they will get 2 professional prints out of it.
4 by 8 feet. So we're talking like a 4 by 8, and for size purposes, like a sheet of plywood.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you can carve on that, and then I take it with just one color, black and white?
Just black and white.
Oh, that can be really cool.
And you'll have the block to keep forever, and you can hand print it yourself, but you'll get these professional prints that are done on this giant press that they bring to us here in Spruce Pine. Everything's going to happen online. You know, before COVID, we planned, of course, this would be in person, but luckily for us, these workshops are actually already previously recorded, and so we'll have these Zoom carving nights where we'll gather the group of students and artists together to troubleshoot, talk about what they're doing, and get to know each other. And then on October 23rd and 24th, we're going to have the actual workshop where the prints are pulled and printed in person. And those will be socially distanced and a smaller group together, not all 24 participants.
Yeah.
But
kind
still.
Kind of schedule it, yeah.
But we still hope that through troubleshooting everyone carving through August and September, that they will get to know each other and eventually maybe even build some relationships where one of these artists would invite a student into their studio as an intern or just come visit at when it's safe, just to sort of be able to introduce everybody to each other in a different kind of way.
That would really be cool to kind of work together like that.
Yeah, and even if we had done this in person, so much of it has to take place at home for yourself. There's many hours of carving a big block like that. It's not required that they carve 4 by 8 feet. They can carve as small as 18 by 24 inches if they want to.
Whatever they want.
It's pretty impressive. The other exciting part is that we will have an exhibition happening of Big Ink's collection at the same time. Definitely come visit the work, because we have 3 hanging in the gallery right now, but the rest of the exhibit will be up on September 11th. And they are just so impressive to see in person. They're humongous, and they kind of just take your breath away. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Do they tend to be like just kind of an abstract thing, or flowers, or scenes, or is it a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. So, and we made a point to pick from their collection. They have a huge collection.
I bet so.
Prints that really gave all of the examples, from graphic images to something that young adults would be really interested in, to the abstract, to just interesting to see how many ways there is to carve, too, just with pattern and just styles. So we'll be providing all the materials for students for free. And so part of the application we're asking them to do right now, which is due July 15th, is mostly to gather information from them of what they plan to carve so that we could purchase the materials in time.
Get everything ready.
Get everything ready for them.
So what we're looking for is
any age high school.
Any age high school, or maybe if you've graduated in the last year or two and you want to do it. they need to just get in contact by way of email or something, or call you or what?
They can contact me by email or go to our website. It's directly on our website of how to apply, all the information. But feel free to contact me with any additional questions. The application, of course, is free and very simple. It shouldn't take you very long. Everyone will be notified if they got into the program by July 22nd.
So what I'd like to do is just remind our parents and grandparents who might be listening to the radio right now, if you know of someone in the community or you have a grandchild or a child of that age that might be interested in it, just mention it to them and just tell them, look at Tow River Arts webpage to find out more. And you also have presence on Facebook, all of that. And kind of help spread the word to the younger folks that this would really be something fun.
It's a great opportunity, and then your print will become a part of this big ink collection as well, which could lead to future exhibitions for our young folks. So.
Well, I've seen some of the pictures that you put up online, and to see how big the press is and how all that type of printing is really something fascinating anyway. They do a lot of printing over at Penland now, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really a fascinating art, so I hope folks will take time to check it out. I think that'll be really good.
Yeah, I think it'll be great.
Okay, so again, if they'll just check coriverarts.com or ORG, mm-hmm. which is it now?
It's ORG, but .com will get you there, too.
Okay, or email
melanie@toriverarts.org.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by and talking to us for a minute, and good luck.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks again to our guest today, Melanie Finlayson, who is the Community Outreach Coordinator of Tow River Arts, for letting us know about Big Ink. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.